It's clear from the Mishnayos in Perek Shmona Shratav and Shabbos that there is an Isser Refuah B'Shabbos, meaning Isser of taking medicine on Shabbos, Midr Abanon, Zerim Mishum Shechika Samimanim. That we're concerned that if we allow medicine under certain circumstances on Shabbos, we'll talk about what class of Cholim this applies to, but we're concerned that allowing medicine for certain classes of Cholim, or low-grade Cholim, as we'll see, may lead to violating the rights of Tochein in preparing the medicine, as was the common mode of preparing medicine, Bizman Chazal. As Rashi writes in Shabbos and Daf Nun Gimel on the days, Divra Hamaskil Gizera. Nun Gimel on the days, Divra Hamaskil Gizera. Lidi the refua gazir rabbanan the isharis shem refua asi lemishri shlika samimanim who isur the rights of davi token. So we're concerned if we allow taking medicine on Shabbos that could lead to a deraisa of token. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam Shar Hamichush, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef here in Shin Kaf Ches in the name of other Rishonim, but the Rashba has this for example on Kuf Kaf Tes. The Lashon Ramban is as follows. Aval nechush she'ein bo choli. A person has a kind of low-grade ailment that doesn't rise to the level of full-blown illness. Ve'ein adam cholim imenu. He's not ill as a result of this ailment. El mischazek v'holech gubari bashuk. But he can continue to walk around like any healthy person in the marketplace. He can continue to function at capacity. He just has something bothering him, something ailing him. As opposed to a cholish yesh basakana, as opposed to a cholish ein basakana, where at least we allow violating an iser derabanan, we allow malach haidei nachri. Then the case of a mechush ba'alma, a person who is nischazik v'holich kabari, we don't allow the violation of any derabanan. V'lo od, Ela dvarim she'ein behem mishum malacha v'lo klum ba'olam. And moreover, things that have no malacha whatsoever involved, gazu mishum shchika samimanim. So when it comes to someone who has a nechush ba'alma, someone with a low-grade ailment that doesn't prevent his general functioning, so not only are you not permitted to violate the rabbanas, not only you're not permitted to do malacha yedei nachri, there's even an added fresh new zayir derabanan against taking medicine mishum shechikas samimanim. And that formulation of the Ramban is reflected in Shulchan Aruch.
Beis Yosef quotes the Ran of the Rajba. The first Beis Yosef in Shin Kaf Ches?
Correct. Yeah, he quotes the Rashba Daf Kuf Kaf Ches, right? The Ramban as well is similar.
Rabban Magid.
Yes, a lot of Rishon have this. I just quoted the Ramban, and Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba as well. But the Ramban. Correct. The Beis Yosef does not quote this Ramban. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, but it's pretty much the same lashon as what I just quoted from the Ramban.
It is.
Who was before the Rashba? It's verbatim.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So that's the Ramban. The Rashba is the same thing. Correct. Okay. And that's what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Lamed Zayin. Kol ha'ochlim. I will read Sif Aleph first, but I'm focusing on Sif Lamed Zayin. Sif Aleph. That's the formulation we just saw in the Ramban, the Rashba, that a person has an ailment but he functions normally. So you can't apply any refu, even ayidei nachri, because of this gzera. And that's expanded upon in Sif Lamed Zayin. Kol ochlim amashkim shehim achal briyim. So any food or drink that is healthy person food, you're allowed to consume it for medicinal purposes, even though they may have certain negative effects that maybe you wouldn't normally consume them, even if it's clear that you're doing it for purposes of refuah. So we'll get back to machal briyim either later or next time. But anything which is not healthy person food, You're not allowed to consume it for medicinal purposes. The dafka misha yeshlo mechash ba'alma, who is it that's prohibited from having non-machal briyim for refua purposes? That's someone who has a mechush ba'alma, aval im eilo shem mechush mutter. But if he has no ailment, he's totally healthy, then it would be mutter. So on the one hand, if a person is a cholashe yesh basakana, cholashe ein basakana, he's allowed to take medicine. On the other hand, if he's totally healthy without shum michush at all, it's also mutter. And the Rama adds, v'chein em nafal l'mishkav shari. So that, just like the Rama in Sifu Zion, the definition of cholash yesh basakana, expanded it to the formulation of nafal l'mishkav, that's another way of expressing cholash yesh basakana, the Rama says it here as well. Okay, so cholash yesh basakana is allowed to take medicine. Ayin, for example, the Magen Mishnah, Parakaf Aleph, Halacha Kaf Aleph, and that's what's reflected here in the Rama. Fine. The Taz, here in Sivkat and Kafe, raises the following problem with the Rama. Hagazu Tamua. Take a look if you have the Shulchan Aruch with the Taz in front of you. Dibibes Yosef, Kasa Vizal, Aval Im Hayacholish Eim Basakana. We already learned before that a cholisha eimel sakana, you're allowed to have a nachri du malacha for him. But there's no heter for Yisrael to violate a malacha derabanan shelo aydei shinoi. U'mashmid ochel ochlen amirapim v'loch ha'shin Hashem ha'yitzchok sammanim kem v'shelo b'tiru l'asas ma'yitzah refu aydei Yisrael. Afil aydei chol atzma. So he quotes in Beis Yosef that a cholish eim basakana is allowed to take medicine that's prepared al yedei nachri. Vinei haramah posek delo kevasei al aydei Yisrael koshari. In the Ramah, there's no qualification that the medicine requires involvement al yedei nachri, or for that matter, requires a shinoi. The Rama says straight that a cholish ein bo sakana is permitted to take medicine without qualification. And yet, based on the klalim that we learned previously, a cholish ein bo sakana could only violate a derabbanan either ayyidei nachri or ayyidei shinoi. So how is the Rama allowing medicine across the board? The divrei shneim tamuim. The Beis Yosef is bothered by both the Beis Yosef and the Rama. De la Rama pshita. That we understand what the kasha is. The kasha kvar nisa pisifi zayin the becholish eimah sakana eimatir afil b'shvesachal yisrael olav. So the Rama is problematic because the becholish eimah sakana would still require a shinoi to allow malach aydei Yisrael. So how is the Rama here allowing the nachri to take the Yisrael to take medicine straight without a shinoi, without a nachri? But afil ayla b'zosef dematir aydei nachri kasha. The akam lo shari ba'ayidei akam elokishayin ha'yisrael osa shemaisa va'afil misayei aser im lo b'siyu akal k'moshe kasani b'sif yizayim ma'ashayin ken sha'akam veichan amachal b'yisrael ochlo zela misayei amikri elohu osa ikar maisa b'litzir fa'akam v'b'shita d'aser. Even according to the Beis Yosef, so very good, the Nafri is going to prepare the medicine, but that's only step one. In the actual act of taking medicine, the Yisrael is violating the shvus of medicine on Shabbos himself. Not only enough, but he's eating it himself. And shelo b'shinoi. So why does the Beis Yosef himself seem to allow for medicine to be taken straight by a cholish eim basakana, even without a shinoi, even if the nachri is himself preparing it? So the Taz is bothered by the Rama, who doesn't qualify the heter for medicine for a cholish eim basakana, and he's bothered by the Beis Yosef as well, who requires the preparation be done aydei nachri, but doesn't require any shinoi for the Yisrael to take it himself. Yeah.
What is the difference between by the deraisa of chol al ayin that the pasach and soisim is and sogar is a lot is not is a lot is lashable? has little mashas to it. It's a Messiah Shein Bo Mamash.
Right, and this is here you do the entire action yourself.
And here the guy's putting into his mouth.
That's not how the Beis Yosef says it. Beis Yosef only talks about the guy preparing it. He's not saying that the guy has to put it in his mouth. If that was the case, then in a Hanami, perhaps. So the Beis Yosef doesn't say that the guy has to put it in his mouth. That's what bothers the Taz.
Oh,
all the Beis Yosef says is that the Nachri has to prepare it.
Yeah. Well, my cash is on the one to get there, if that is appropriate.
Yeah, okay. So that's the Taz issue of the Beis Yosef. Okay, before we address that, Magen Avraham isn't bothered by this. Magen Avraham in Sifkata Mem Dalin just right straight. Lemishkav Shari, Lachal Belishtos. The Cholosha Nafa Lemishkav is allowed to eat, drink, even for medicinal purposes, without restriction. Vafila Yisrael after Mutil Asas Adavish Mishim Shus. And even another Yisrael is allowed to prepare the medicine. V'uvda Dameimar, Havichol Iksas, V'lenafa Lemishkav. Fine. And that episode of Ameimar, where the Gemara indicates that it should have been prepared, so that was a lower grade, where the Gemara questions is a mutter, so that was a lower grade kind of chol. Fine. So, seems like a machlok at the Taz and a Magen Avraham. The Mishabura has an arichas about this, and Be'er Halacha, Divrei Maskil V'chein. And more succinctly, the Mishnah Berurah has the following presumed yishuv for the Ramah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Kuf Aleph. I'm starting from where we have the Peitas and the Shavuotian. The Afal Gav De Paskina Le'el Sif Yudzayin. Kedaya Shlishis, the Shvus Chish, but Maisa Asai de Israel, the Ena Mutterki Amai de Shinois, even though in general we paskin by a Cholish Ebo Sakana, that you're only allowed to do Malacha de Rabban and Ayi de Shinoi. So how are you allowed to take the medicine here stay without a Shinoi? Sarach Lomar, the Shani Hassam, Shemairi bin Malachos de Rabbanan. That's talking about violating a Malacha de Rabbanan. Obidvarim shemaxik a malacha, something that looks like a malacha. Avalhacha de aimbazemi shimsrach malacha. Here, the act of taking medicine isn't a malacha. It doesn't have the trappings of a malacha. Dalabari mutter, because that very same act of taking medicine is totally mutter for a fully healthy person. Farak lamisha yeshlo mechush gazim shimshkika samaman and bechola gamr lo gazra. And it's only a limited zera under certain circumstances. So if it's not a malacha derabanan, it doesn't have a srach malacha, it doesn't have the trappings of malacha. So that where we're matirit, essentially the zera derabanan was never extended. It was never said in that circumstance, and there's no need for a shinui. That's what the Rav Schechter terms as the difference between a gezera derabanan and a malacha derabanan. A malacha derabanan. That you require a shinoi gzeira derabanan. So either its application wasn't extended in this kind of circumstance, it doesn't exist as a gzeira under these circumstances, or there's no concern to require a shinoi. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's yishuv for the Ramah against the Taz. So true, in general, when it comes to a malacha derabanan, there's a requirement for a shinoi or ayidei akum. When it comes to a limited Zera Derabanan, where the act itself is totally mutter in certain circumstances, only usser in other circumstances, but the act itself doesn't look like a malacha, so there, where it's mutter, it doesn't require shina. Yeah.
Isn't the Taz a huge pillow that you're dealing with a person who's a really sick person, and yet he's not allowing the medicine? I mean, there's a certain...
Well, he's allowing it ayyadei shinoi or ayyadei nafri.
Yeah, but in the case of the act of taking medication, he will not be able to take medication.
Well, no, because
the Israel
who
is doing the act of the derabanan.
He could do it ayyadei shinoi.
How do you do it ayyadei shinoi?
You mix it in together with something else, or you drink with your left mouth. you can do it in some non-standard. Mix it with something else. So that may be a shinoi. Or maybe having somebody else pour in your mouth would be a shinoi. You can construct a shinoi. That's not a possible. Okay. The Rav Schefter mentions, this is printed in Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Ayin Gimel. That the Rav was upset when he was told about a certain rabbi who paskened for his balabatim, that nowadays there's no concern about taking medicine on Shabbos even for a chol b'mechush ba'alma, because since we don't generally grind up our medicine the way they used to b'zman chazal, the gzeira of shkikas samamanim is no longer relevant, the gzeira doesn't apply, and there's no restriction on medicine b'zmanenu. And as a precedent for that, he quoted Tosfos in Beis Adaf Lamed Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tanan. Tosfos Beis Adaf Lamed Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Tanan. The Gemara there discusses one of the other Shvusim on Shabbos of not dancing on Shabbos and not clapping on Shabbos. So the Gemara there, so when you have the din over there of Eim Etapkin the Shabbos, not to clap on Shabbos, Rashi writes, Gzeira Shema Yisagin Klishir. Now the concern is he may come to fix a musical instrument on Shabbos in violation of a Malacha Daraisa, and that's why there's a Gzeira of Eim Etapkin the Shabbos. And Tosfos comments that nowadays there's no such concern anymore because we don't have the professional knowledge to make klishir, be misakin klishir, so it's not a relevant concern the way it was bimkom bizman chazal. And the Rav is bothered that Nela, he said, the way Rav Schefter quotes it, we have enough difficulty understanding Tosfos, because it should have been a Darvish Minyan, something that was already a Nikba as a Gzeira of Chazal, that we have no authority to override. So why Tosa said that in the context of the Metapkin requires a Hesber, and Ali Rishonim on a Mistarim, it's bad enough you have to explain that, but how, what gives you right to expand it beyond that application of Tosfos? So that's what Rav Schefter quotes was the Rav's objection to this rabbi's psak. However, such a suggestion is not totally ludicrous. For one thing, the Rama himself quotes this Tosfos in Beitza at least as a limud zechus for what he recognizes as a practice. In Shin Lamed Tes Sif Gimel, the Rama writes, V'hadim misapkin u'marakin a'inna v'lo machina v'hu. Nowadays, people apparently would clap and dance on Shabbos, and no one would protest. So either that's because, let it be, better that they not realize they're violating an Issa D'Rabbanan because they're not going to listen to us anyway. V'yeshomrim, d'bizman hazeh hakol shari, d'ein anu b'kiyin v'asiyas klishir. V'leka l'migzor shem yisak klishir. D'milsa l'shichahu. So that's Tosfos. Maybe common practice developed based on Tosfos, that we don't really know it, and we would sound cliche anyway. The Efshur shall say, no, Gula Hakob the Chol. So maybe that's the origin, or at least the justification, for the practice that Tosfos is, that the Rama observes, of people not being careful to refrain from dancing and clapping at Shabbos. So at least you see that Tosfos makes it in to the realm of the halachic corpus in the Rama, as at least a post facto justification for common practice in this time. So, at least in that context, it does come up. Rav Avadya, Chazon Avadya, page Shin Nun Tes, and others quote that Reb Chaim Noah in his Ksos HaShulchan, Simon Kuf Lamed Dalid, has a discussion about this, whether nowadays there may be grounds to be more makel to allow for medicine on Shabbos because we don't generally have the proficiency to grind up medicine. So he entertains that, but then he says, on the other hand, number one, maybe we don't have the authority to be makel beyond where the Rishonim are makel b'feirus. So even though Tosfos has such a suggestion in the context of Eim Etapkin, but since the Rishonim didn't suggest this in the context of Shkikas Samamana, maybe we have no license to extend it beyond the application of the Rishonim. And even though the Rishonim generally focus on Shkikas Samamanim as the reason for the Gzeir of Refuah on Shabbos, maybe there are other reasons at play as well that we're not necessarily as attuned to. And maybe it's a davar shev minyan, that sarach minyan achav adiro, you need to have a vote in order to override the original zera of refuah b'Shabbos. And he says maybe nowadays there are places where people do still grind up medicines the way they used to. So for all these reasons, Chaim Da is reluctant to be mekel, but he acknowledges that there may be what to talk about, and he says that maybe there's at least a sniff that where there are other circumstances to be mekel, maybe you could throw this in as a sniff that we're not bekiyin in Shechikas Samamanu. Rav Avadya also references the tshuva of the Deborah Siner, Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Gimel Osei, Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Gimel Osei. So he writes that he heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Steif. Yochanan Steif was one of the leading poskim in the Hungarian community in New York after the war. So he writes that he heard that Rabbi Yochanan Steif was mekel, that people are allowed to take aspirins on Shabbos, because nowadays people take aspirin like candy without any medical need for it per se, so it becomes like machal briyim, it becomes like healthy people food, that you don't have to be sick to take aspirin, and therefore it's not restricted by the gzeiros refuah on Shabbos. As Deborah Siner writes, that even though the person who told him this in the name of Yochanan Steif is a reliable Talmud, but when he discussed it with the family, no one in the family ever heard it, and he had no corroboration of this representation. So he says he finds it difficult. He said if he knew for a fact that Yochanan Steif actually passed in this way, then he'd be mevatel daito to him. But given that he has no credible paper trail or corroborated evidence that he actually had that such a position, he's not willing to be mekel based on this single instance of hearsay. But he's willing to be mekel if you soak the aspirin in water before Shabbos, because he says that would constitute a shinui. How do we know that would constitute a shinui? Take a look in Sif Kaf Aleph.
We're dealing with a mekosh, so the shinui would work for a cholish emboys. Kind of here we're dealing with a mekosh, no?
So under normal circumstances, that's correct, but he thinks that if given the argument, at least as a sniff, then maybe it's considered machal briyim. So if you resarif that with making a shinui, then he's prepared to be matur.
I mean, now really, it is a machal briyim axiom. It's probably more than the majority is water. So it is a, I mean, saying the
no,
in
the aspirin itself
is not. But I'm saying the glass of water is now a machal briyim.
Well, people don't usually drink. Again, if you don't accept the premise that aspirin itself is a machal briyim, then people don't usually drink aspirin laced water for no reason. But he is Deborah Siner is willing to be mekel if you do a shinui based on the din of kilorin. What's the din of kilorin? Let's take a look at Sif Kaf Aleph, Shim Kaf Ches Kaf Aleph. Okay, this is based on the Gemara Daf Kaf Ches and Shabbos. Shora Adam Kilorin Be'erev Shabbos. So you're allowed to soak kilorin with some kind of natural-based substance that you would apply to the eye. So you're allowed to, that's the expression, kilorin lion. So you're allowed to soak kilorin be'erev Shabbos. The nos and algabi ayin b'Shabbos, she'enu nira el karoches. So you're allowed to soak it before Shabbos and apply it on Shabbos. V'hudu la'amid u'pasach, v'lo chayshinu mishum shkika samimanim, t'kevi shal itiru lo l'shros and el mi'er Shabbos yika kera. Ah, isn't this a violation of applying medicine on Shabbos? We're not talking about a chol, shame, or sakana even. We're talking about anyone. So we're not concerned about Shkika Samamanim because there's a hecker. Now this is not the normal way of applying or producing the medicine or that which you're applying to the eye. So Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Samach Tes, Lo Chashina, Salomar, Tehu Ayodeya Dil Refua Ka'aved, Afal Pike L'Didei Ika Kera, Midematzvich L'Shroth Rer Shabbos. So even though you're doing it for medicinal purposes, but there's a heker if you soak it before Shabbos. So that he thinks is a model for soaking something in Erev Shabbos to use it as medicine, but that would be a heker slash shinoi. So at least where there are other possible tzirufim, he thinks that that could be thrown into the mix.
Shulchan Aruch sounds like a shinoi more than a heker. I mean,
well, he uses the term heker, but it's essentially a kind of a shinoi. Well, a heker, that is not the normal way of doing it, which is basically a shinoi, I guess.
Shinoi allows it to be.
Right. Rav Asher Weiss also writes, Minchas Asher, Chela Gimel, Simen Kaf Gimel, Chela Gimel, Simen Kaf Gimel, that you can rely on or use the argument that the Xerah Shika Samimanim is less relevant nowadays as a sniff together with other snifim to be mekel. But most poskim who write about this seem to assume that there's no grounds to be mekel even as a sniff to rely on the fact that we don't crush medicine too much anymore. For example, and therefore the Yisra Refuah is as present as, and as unequivocal as it used to be. For example, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Lamed Dalet Seif Gimel. Shmir Shabbos Perek Lamed Dalet Seif Gimel. And he quotes that from Shlomo Zalman there as well. And he quotes here, Shlomo Zalman argued on Tzitz Eliezer, Tzitz Eliezer Cheleches Simen Tesvav Perek Tesvav, Cheleches Simen Tesvav Perek Tesvav, suggested that maybe there's actually a machlokas rishonim as to whether the gzeira of Refu and Shabbos applies even where shkika samimanim is not a concern. He quotes, for example, the Rambam, who he thinks may hold that way. The Rambam, Perikaf Aleph, Halacha Lamed Aleph. Rambam, Kaf Aleph, Halacha Lamed Aleph. Around the right, Ein Makian Asalcha B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to induce vomit on Shabbos. Medvar Murim B'Sam, that's with a medicine or a potion or some something that you're going to digest to induce vomiting. Shema Yisrach Samanim, so just like you can't take any other medicine, you can't take a medicine that's going to induce vomiting. Aval Hachnis Yadil Asalcha Pivol HaKimotim, but just to stick your finger in to induce vomiting, that would be mutter, that is a Gemara on Kuf Mem Zayin, which we'll get to probably next time in its own context. Then the Rambam has a list of other parallel examples the Gemara has of kinds of refuah that you're not allowed to perform on Shabbos, even though they don't involve digesting medicine per se. And he concludes, Shakol Eilu v'chayotzi behen ein osin osan. I'm sorry. And then the Rambam goes on to include some medical interventions that are mut. He says, "Aser lidkol kreso sheltino kidei lahotzi arei shelo shema yabo lashkosa samana mishalshin." So you're not allowed to apply pressure in order to move along the bowel movements of a tinok, because that may lead you to giving some kind of medicine to induce that. If you apply pressure, then you may end up giving the kid Miralax. But you are allowed to apply or put this kos on the navel in order to move it up. So you're allowed to apply pressure in certain ways. These medical interventions are not things that are done with medicine, where we might be concerned about shika samanim v'yeshlo sa'ar mehet. So why yeshlo sa'ar mehet is relevant is a separate discussion. But it's Eliezer based on what the Kesef Mishnah writes over here. As it sounds like from the Rambam, that the whole concern of Refuah B'Shabbos is only where there's some possible connection to Shechikas HaMamadim. So even if it's a kind of medical intervention you're going to do that doesn't involve giving medicine, but if it's an action that sometimes is done with medicine, it's going to be Asur Mishum Shechikas HaMamadim. But if it's an action that's not done with medicine, then that would be Mutter. So since Eliezer thinks that this Rambam is Mashma, that the Gzeir Shikha Samamanim doesn't apply where we're talking about a kind of medical procedure, intervention, that is not connected to Samamanim at all. But the Shmir Shavakos of Rosh Hashanah, he wasn't impressed by that idea from the Rambam, and definitely not to the extent that he'd be willing to be Mako anymore nowadays and in the past to allow for medicine, for a Mechush Baum.
Okay. So vomiting is, inducing vomiting is an exception to that rule?
Well, the Gemara distinguishes between Sam and Aydei Yad, right.
But other acts which would have a chiluf in a medicinal, the same, the physical manipulation could be accomplished with the Sam, so that's what the Rambam wants to answer?
Who I said? That is definitely the case, but that decision is clear in the Rambam, that the question is, where do you draw the line? But the examples of the Rambam are examples where the kind of refuah administered is something that could be done al yedei sam.
With the exception of inducing vomiting.
That also could be done al yedei sam, that's only also, right? You're correct. Yeah, so the fact that the word distinguishes between al yedei yad and al yedei sam sounds like Ayde Yad is even though it's something that could be done on the Sam. Right. So that would be an exception. Why is that an exception? Okay, I have to think about that. Good.
What would be the circumstances under which it would be appropriate to be Mekel of the Tosfos and Beitza?
So most posts would say no circumstances. And let's say Rav Asher's Tshuva, who's not the Lahakel B'Sirufim, he's talking in the context of vitamins, so as we'll talk about later on, we probably won't get to it today, maybe we'll touch on it today, we'll see Machlokas of Monk and Henry Poskins as to under what circumstances you might be able to take vitamins on Shabbos. So where, for example, there are Poskins who are makel to take vitamins, even if you weren't prepared to rely on that argument in and of itself, but the tziruf, the fact that maybe shchika samamadim isn't relevant nowadays at all anyway, so you may be more inclined to be makel for vitamins.
That's the tziruf to which other arguments.
Right.
Meaning,
we'll talk about the argument behind vitamins when we get there, but that's one application where even if you're not convinced in and of itself of the hetzer to take vitamins, but if you throw into the mix the fact that shchika samamadim may be less of a relevant concern nowadays, that could tilt your position somewhat. Yeah.
We discussed that it sounds absurd that an aspirin could be considered a Michael Breen. Are we going to discuss
talk about Michael Breen,
it doesn't seem to have nutritional value.
Correct.
I mean, water with aspirin would seem to have nutritional.
The Debra Cedar didn't, we have no, that was a uncorroborated claim in the name of a gadol that the Debra Cedar quotes it wasn't convinced the gadol ever said. So we're not going
to
put my
point out of this. That sounds absurd because it's not something that has some sort of nutritional value to itself.
Again, whether Rachel Breen has to have nutritional value, maybe we'll talk about that. Not necessarily part of the definition.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, water may not have nutritional value, but it's obviously a
something that would normal
food item which
Correct. Would be just as well normally given by Hillel people. Correct. Okay. Shmir Shabbos has the following observation. Perek Lamed Dalid Sifta Zayin. Shmir Shabbos Perek Lamed Dalid Sifta Zayin. So he passes that if a person has an ailment that will define as a Mechish Ba'alma, he's not a chola. He's not nofel lemishkav. He's not a chola she'en l'sakana. He has a low grade pain, let's say. But if he's not going to take medicine, then that may devolve into a full fledged illness or full fledged choli. Let's say, for example, a person has a low grade headache. So he's not nofel lemishkav. He's functioning, but he knows based on his own personal history that if he doesn't take any medicine now, that headache is going to devolve into a migraine. At the moment, it's a mechish baum, he's not nochel mishka, but if he doesn't do anything to intervene, then it's going to very likely end up in a more severe situation. He's going to end up in a choli, in a nochel mishka situation. So Shmuel Shabbos, there are paskins, in that situation, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. And he quotes, as a marmokum for that, Rambam Perakuf Deis Halacha Zayin. Rambam Perakuf Deis Halacha Zayin. So, there's a Mishnah Gemara and Daf Kuf Mem in Shabbos. Ein Shorin as Achilses Bein Beposhin Bein Betzonein. So that is based on a Mishnah Kuf Mem Amud Aleph. So there's this kind of a solution that would be prepared by mixing this, plant of some sort in lukewarm water. And then you would drink that solution of the chilsis mixed in water for refuah. So you're not allowed to... You're not allowed to be shore it on Shabbos. Because that is preparing a refuah. But you are allowed to put it in vinegar because that is kind of like a machal briyim. The imsha so biyom chamisha v'shisha, but if you prepared it before Shabbos, if you drank it before Shabbos, then you can soak it on Shabbos bitsonein. And then you can leave it out in the sun to heat up. Right, so if you're going to be shore it the poshrin, there's potentially a visual issue as well. Is that what comes out here? The Gemara talks about this in the context of Uftin Dechol, whether you're doing it in the normal fashion or in a different fashion on Shabbos. But Hanogel in Yanenu is the Rambam's explanation of Kadesh Lo Yichala Im Pasak Milishtos. So if you've began the treatment before Shabbos and not taking the medicine on Shabbos is going to lead you to a relapse, then that's going to be mutter. So that is more relevant to the question of antibiotics on Shabbos, which Bir Shabbos discusses there as well. Perek Lama Dalet in footnote Ayin Zayin, that if for the antibiotics to be effective, you have to take it on multiple days in succession, and if you're not going to take it on Shabbos, then either you may relapse or it's going to be harmful for you. So he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman was mako to allow you to take the antibiotics that you've already started before Shabbos on Shabbos. He quotes that from the Chazon Ish as well. Rav Yoshev Shuvas, Kovitz Shuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Os Beis, Kovitz Shuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Os Beis, he quotes to be Meko from Shlomo Kluger. He quotes from Shlomo Kluger that if you start a regimen of treatment before Shabbos, you can continue it on Shabbos, even if it's only a Mechush Ba'alma. And one of the rayas of Shlomo Kluger is the following. Rav Asher Weiss talks about this also, Chelik Beis Simen Lamaches, Chelik Beis Simen Lamaches. Shlomo Kluger brought a raya from a Gemara in Erevin Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Gemara in Erevin Kuf Beis Amud Beis discusses a bandage that falls off on Shabbos, a bandage that has medicine applied to it that falls off on Shabbos, that you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos. The Gemara there discusses the concern the Gemara raises is only about Mimareach, only about if you're going to reapply it, is there a Mimareach consideration? But the Gemara doesn't raise a concern about applying the medicine in and of itself. So it sounds like under those circumstances, if it's returning a bandage that was already there before Shabbos, there's no concern of refuah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Pei Aleph. Mishalchan Aruch, Sifkat Pei, it says as follows. Ritiya shenafla me'al gabi maka al gabi karka. So you have a bandage that was covering up a wound and it falls down on Shabbos. If it falls down on the ground, lo yachsi rena, because you're worried about memareach. Nafla gabi kli, but if it falls on a kli, yachsi rena, you're allowed to return it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Pei Beis. Sorry, Pei Aleph. Avami Shum Shtika Samimanim Lekha Lemigzar came into Hayyame Esmali Lave. Since it was already on him when Shabbos began, you could reapply it on Shabbos. Now, one could distinguish, because the case of the bandage is where you're reapplying the very same bandage again. You're not applying a new treatment. It's the same treatment that was on before Shabbos. You're putting back on Shabbos when it falls off. If you're talking about a regimen of antibiotics, it's a different pill. It's not the same pill that you took on Erev Shabbos or on Thursday or on Wednesday. It's a different pill. So you could distinguish that if it's a different action, a different unit of the medicine, maybe that's worse than the same unit or the same bandage just being reapplied. Because the bandage, the medicine was already there before Shabbos, you just fell off and you're putting it back as opposed to taking a new pill. But that's what Shlomo Kluger apparently quotes as a raya, that if you start medicines before Shabbos, you can continue taking them on Shabbos, at least where there's a need to a concern, either you're going to get worse by not doing it, or you may, it won't have the desired effect.
What is the raya from the Rambam, Chaf Beis Zayin?
The raya from the Rambam is the framing of Kedesha lo yichale in Pasach Milishtas. That the reason we're makel to allow you to continue drinking this mixture of chilsis on Shabbos when you started on Thursday and Friday is because, sounds like, if you don't continue, then you may relapse. Shmir Shabbos quotes that as again, you maybe could distinguish in terms of the context, but Shmir Shabbos quotes that as a relevant marmukum to this topic. Now, Rabbi Karp does point out that Paraglamid Sif Kaf Gimel, Paraglamid Sif Kaf Gimel, Rabbi Karp says that even though there's a lot to be made about to allow you to continue your antibiotics on Shabbos, but all things being equal, it's definitely preferable if you could time it that you take your Friday dose before Shabbos and your Shabbos dose after Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, that's definitely better. If it's an antibiotic you have to take twice a day, that's not necessarily an option. If it's a once-a-day pill, and it doesn't have to be the first thing when you get up in the morning, all things being equal, it'd be better to time it before Shabbos and after Shabbos. And that's often, we'll talk about next time vitamins, but often even if you can avoid any shot of vitamins, by vitamins you take once a day, you can take your Friday dose before Shabbos, and your Shabbos dose after Shabbos, you don't have to come on to concerns about medicine on Shabbos. Rabbi Karp also suggests that if you can't time your antibiotic dosage to be after Shabbos, at the very least, if you can mix it together with a drink, as we discussed earlier in the aspirin context, if there's a way of mixing it with something, so that may be a shinoi, and that makes it better. Yeah.
So Shlomo Kluvel Lechor does not apply to a person who has a mechush, that's the type of person we want to matter.
We're talking about
someone who's a potentially a...
Yeah, we're talking about someone who has a mechush ba'alma, where ordinarily we wouldn't be matter medicine, but the only way of curing the mechush ba'alma is by taking a regimen of medicines that begin before Shabbos. Rav Asher Weiss says... Then he thinks, one second, in Svara, that makes sense, because, okay, we're gozer, mishum shtika samamani, we can't take medicine on Shabbos. But when you say that chazal, let's say a person has a mechush ba'alma, he's not able to take medicine, but the only way to get out of it, the only way to get over it is by taking medicine on a daily basis. So you're going to say that chazal had in mind, this guy should never get better, he's only going to get, in the extreme, he's only going to get better if he takes the medicine every day for 7 days. So Chazal would want this person to remain sick for the rest of his life? Obviously not. So there must be an allowance under these circumstances to take medicine, even on Shabbos, if that's the only way for him to become fully healthy.
That makes sense. It's just for Shlomo Kluger, he's learning from a case that is not a mechush, it's a miktsas choli, it's a little bit worse.
But we don't know what the case of the Ritiyah is.
Well, it's matter all day goy, but as a classic example of Mitzvah Spoilet, the in-between case between Kodesh and Masekana and Mechush. So,
right.
It doesn't fit up to a...
No, but we don't know.
It doesn't stem with a person with a Mechush alone. The Machzer Ritiyah all day goy is a special case of Mitzvah Spoilet.
No, but that's all. So the asiyas ritiyah from the beginning is a malacha deraisa. So that we'd only be matir aide eno yehudi in a case of, let's say, chol shem basakana. Chazaras ritiyah, maybe we're matir even by, maybe that's in the context even of mechush ba'alma. But those aren't necessarily the same issue.
I'm saying
even the din of shulchan aruch, right? The din of Shulchan Aruch, that Gemara in Erevin, maybe talking about a mechush ba'alma also as far as chazaras ritiyah. You're right that in terms of making the bandage on Shabbos, that's the malacha deraisa, that's all you mutar yedei nakri, only for a higher level choli. But for chazaras ritiyah, maybe that's even for a chol b'mechush ba'alma. Okay, let me just finish up here for now. Rav Moshe is very machmir. Rav Moshe Chel Gimel Siman Nun Gimel finds it very hard to justify taking antibiotics on Shabbos. And the only sad heter he has is if the person is going to be so distressed by the fact that he can't shake off this cold or this mechush ba'alma that he's going to have a nervous breakdown. So then maybe he has a din of a chola b'chol gufo or a chola she'en bo sakana. But short of the nervous breakdown concern, short of a concern about his mental health, Moshe doesn't think that there is any justification to allow taking antibiotics on Shabbos, even if it's part of a regimen that started before Shabbos. But again, many later postgame are Mako, as we discussed. Okay, we'll stop here for today. And next time, we'll discuss Machal Briyim. And then we're going to go on to Yoledes. Just to remind you, even though we're not dealing with every sif in Shulchan Aruch, but the general expectation is that through the Limud, you should see at least Mechaber Mamish Nebrua Shin Kav Ches through Shin Lamed. And some of that will be reflected on the Bechina, you know, there. Next week, so either we'll start Yoledes next year, or we'll do that next week, but that'll be the following Limud, and then we'll conclude with that. So my guess is that we'll probably conclude the unit of Refuah V'Shabbos, including Yoledes, at the end of next week, and then move on to Amir L'Nachri the week after.